Unfortunately, we have yet another Tesla tragedy, yet another Cybertruck specific tragedy. And this involves three students who were reportedly burned alive after the doors to their Tesla Cybertruck malfunctioned and trapped them inside the vehicle. You can see the pictures of the three who perished here. Krista Sukahara, Jack Nelson, Soren Dixon. There was a fourth individual who thankfully and miraculously survived, but these three did not. And the parent, there's lawsuits now. We're gonna give you the details on that. Krista Sukahara's parents are suing the company as onlookers were unable to remove her from the car as it burned. The 19-year-old was riding in the backseat of a Cybertruck along with Jack Nelson while Soren Dixon was driving. The vehicle smashed into a retaining wall in a tree at high speed in a San Francisco Bay Area suburb and burst into flames on 27th of November last year. Now, they are not blaming the parents and the survivors. They're not blaming that the car crashed because it's a Tesla, although that has also been a massive problem. And there apparently was alcohol and drugs involved in this. The issue specifically is the door design, which has been the cause of so many disasters for various Teslas, and in particular the Cybertruck, in that they have these doors that open or shut with the push of a button, and the latches rely on a 12-volt battery separate from the high voltage battery that drives the electric motor of the Cybertruck. So if the crash or the damage from a crash severs the connection to the power, the door doesn't function. And there is technically like a manual release, but everything with the Cybertruck is not based around function. It's based around, does it look cool to the lamest man on the planet? And so it's needlessly difficult to find or activate that manual release, particularly if the cabin of the truck is filling up with smoke. And so despite them surviving the initial crash and trying to get out, they weren't able to do that because of the design flaws in the Cybertruck. And these are not new revelations of design flaws. We've seen this issue before. And so this is yet more people who have died as a result of this. They died because of burns and smoke inhalation. It is just the more you think about it, just the more tragic it is. These are young people. They should not have died. There's another Houston area family that sued Tesla over fire in a Cybertruck. Gilbert Arenas says son's fiery Cybertruck crash was caused by a faulty steering wheel. So the problems are not just caused by the doors. The Cybertruck is filled with a lot of issues that have caused massive recalls as well as accidents. And then you wonder, well, is this the thing that you're gonna take seriously? Like I put myself into the position, like if I'd been the champion for this stupid truck and then people died as a result of it, I don't know if I could live with myself. But Elon Musk doesn't have normal human emotions. And the only time he even talks online about safety is Cybertruck receives top safety rating. Cybertruck is apocalypse level safe. The Cybertruck was made with love. Unfortunately, Tesla in general has the highest fatal accident rate of all auto brands. This is a massive problem for Tesla, but Elon Musk is either incapable of understanding it or just doesn't care. And so we find out more about this accident. Is he gonna address that? No, he's filling up his timeline. Literally, this was the most recent tweet when I went to go check. AI slop of him as Iron Man on Mars. Who cares if your stupid truck got some kids killed? I can make AI make me look like a superhero. Isn't that awesome and fun? And if you're a Tesla fan, I just want you to understand, it doesn't matter how many times you tweeted Elon Musk. If you someday save up enough money to buy one of these overpriced ass trucks and you tragically die, he's gonna ignore your death too. It doesn't matter if you liked all of his tweets and you paid him $8 a month to be on Twitter or whatever. He's gonna care as little about your life or your death as he does the many people who have needlessly died in Teslas because of the terrible design decisions he has forced on their engineers. Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, just real fast. If based off of nothing else, especially with the fact that these accidents are more prone and higher rates with these cars. I remember there used to be car commercials to talk about the highest safety ratings. Volvo, I think like Ford. I remember Ford Grand Marquises or LTDs back in the 90s and 2000s. They had this whole thing where they were like, old folks drove those cars like crazy because they're like, no matter what, they're safe. It was the number one thing certain folks wanted. And regardless of drug or alcohol content. Maybe an elderly person with losing their capabilities to drive safely. We've seen those accidents where the gas instead of the brakes gets hit. The whole purpose is to then save as many lives as possible after whatever reason the accident is. So I'm sure people are going to hang themselves or get hung up on the whole thing with what was in these kids' systems. I'm calling them kids. They're adults as well too, I think. That then that's the purpose. And we're going to absolve any of these other issues that were surrounding why it is that then potentially lives could have been saved, but they die instead. We're reversing everything. And again, similar to this president, the guy will just say, everything's the best. It's the safest, best ever, despite any actual reality.
Yeah. And meanwhile, again, because, and I'll close on this, because Tesla is a meme stock at this point, and its share price has nothing to do with reality. It doesn't matter that they sell less cars, that people don't like the brand, that people needlessly die. Elon Musk is going to be the first ever $500 billion man because the stock market never makes any sense. And with Tesla, it makes less sense than anything else.
If you enjoyed that, make sure that you never miss another video by subscribing. And if you want a little more, consider hitting the join button and becoming an actual member. But you're probably wondering, why the hell would I do that, John? First off, calm down. The stakes in this are very, very low. But also, when you click the join button and you become a member, you get access to bonus content that I make every week, and it's a ton of fun. You get access to tons of custom emojis and more besides that. By the way, if you join at tier 3, you even get access to a monthly member hangout with myself and other awesome people, and we always have a great time. By the way, you'll get all that going forward, but you also unlock years of the back catalog. That is literally 100 or more bonus clips, top 10 lists, debates, and more. What are you waiting for? Click the join button below. Your support powers our show, and we couldn't do it without you. Or at the very least, I wouldn't really want to try. Viewers like you keep me here. So thank you in advance for joining.